you lie awake at night pondering life's big questions? Is there a God? What is the meaning of life? How would one do an hour-long sports show without ever actually talking about sport? If yes, we can help you answer 33% of these pressing questions. All you have to do is check out The Starting Block on tavshow.com, Periscope, Stream Me, or YouTube, Wednesday mornings at 3 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also download the podcast on iTunes just by searching for The Starting Block in the store or at thestartingblock.podbean.com. Or if you're really desperate for answers, why not check us out on Twitter at The Starting Block. No K at the end, don't forget to drop that K. Enlightenment is now only a click away.
Public Radio's loss is tavshow.com's gain. You're listening to The Starting Block.
Hey, welcome to The Starting Block for another week. You've got myself Greeno and I'm joined by a man who's making the block moral again, my co-captain Damo. How are we, sir?
Good, Greeno. Good evening to you. Good evening to all the boys and girls out there on board the listenership. And as always, Greeno, the blockheads.
In the millions.
Tuning in right around the world. Making the block moral again. Because we've been down the dick joke, the ass joke, the poo-poo jokes we've been down that track for a little long time.
Yeah, right? we're getting moral now because
we're getting moraled up.
Because we've, I did a stat man.
A stat man?
And I better do it.
I'm a stat man!
nice touch.
Viewers, when Jesus is in the title, 900.
Yes, that's right.
Viewers, when Jesus is not in the title, 450.
Yeah, we can only break out the Jesus reference maybe twice a year, though,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, fair.
Unless,
point.
Do you want to do it every week?
Like every week.
Jesus buys a pony.
Do, 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 yeah. do,
Jesus
do,
goes,
do, do,
Jesus is still all right
do,
with me.
Do, 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 do.
I'm going to have to bring that up now.
Have we done the Blockheads Millions, all that kind of shit?
Yeah, we've done that.
Welcome to at Fat Bitches from Hell.
Fat Bitches from Hell, how appropriate.
In the chat.
What a shame Jesus isn't with us.
No, exactly. Can I interrupt the show before we get started?
All right.
If I may. Now, on the drive over, I've had a bit of an issue, right? Now, I was worried that I was going to get pulled over by police and they'd be like, what's going on in your vehicle, sir?
Right.
Because what happened is I looked in the back of the car the other day, and the car that I'm driving at the moment is the car the wife used to drive with the little one taking her to and from daycare. Now, my rules when it comes to tidiness of a car is up there. I want it clean. I want it tidy. I don't want shit lying around. And if there's shit there, clean it up.
Clean it up.
All right. So the wife, on the other hand, different set of rules.
Happy to use the car as a kind of rolling skip bin.
Pretty much.
Rolling trash can.
100%. So it's been like 3 months since she's driven it.
Okay.
Yeah. I look at the back of the car, just in front of my daughter's car seat. And I've gone, what the hell's that?
What the fuck is this?
Mildew has developed.
Mildew?
That's how much filth was left there. The mildew has now developed. So I had to do some research on how to get rid of mildew from the fucking car carpet.
Wait, what is mildew? Is it like
moss? Mold. It's like mold.
Mold.
Mold, but a different form of mold. You know, mold's black.
Yeah.
Mildew's white.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it that furry stuff that Correct. Develops on a dog turd if you leave it out too long?
Correct.
Ah, wow.
So then I had to do some research on how to get rid of mildew from cars.
I bet, was it like some kind of concoction of like lemon juice and rose petals? Is that how it works? Like,
vinegar, believe it or not, is the answer.
Vinegar. So no bicarb soda?
Bicarb was another option, but I went with the vinegar. So I did the vinegar. So you've got to spray the vinegar, then scrub, and then air out.
Interesting comment in the chat, Greeno. Yeah. I love our audience. Smaller. We love it. We love an intimate audience, don't we?
I prefer the 900.
You prefer what?
Jesus is still
all right with me. That'll bring him in.
That'll bring him in.
An interesting comment in the chat there. Getting some advice, Greeno. Just rub a shit ton of hand sanitizer on it.
Tried that earlier. I went to Glen 20.
Glen 20.
Went to Glen 20 instead of the hand sanitizer.
What form of Glen 20? The gassy spray can or the, you know, the liquid stuff?
No, it was spray can.
Okay.
Spray can. Didn't work. So did the vinegar, did the scrub, did all that. Had to air out the car.
Because it smells like a chip shop.
Smells like a chip shop, exactly. So had all the windows down. And then driving over here, it's getting a bit chilly in the evening.
A little bit chilly.
Going down the freeway, 110.
Both windows down.
Four windows down.
Four.
Yeah, I've got to get it all to get the vinegar smell out.
Like you're in a crappy convertible.
Yeah, exactly. Very crappy. Now, so I was worried the police would pull it and go, sir, why does your car smell like vinegar?
Why does it smell like a chip?
And think that I was like decomposing a body.
Oh, well, yes, of course. That's what you would do, wouldn't it?
Exactly.
Because the vinegar masks the smell of the rotting flesh.
The rotting flesh. It also makes the bone rubber.
Does it really?
Didn't you remember doing that in year 5 science class?
I don't remember killing anybody, no.
No, yeah, you just put a dead body, covered in vinegar, and the bone becomes, after about 6 weeks,
all right, boys and girls, I found a homeless man.
Yep.
We're going to be able to test out this vinegar bone theory.
It doesn't need to be homeless, it's science. Yep. So that was
a noble sacrifice for the common good.
So that was that. That was my trip on over.
Excellent.
Car smells like vinegar.
Okay. How long vinegar is a tough smell to get rid of, too.
It's going to smell for another year, at least.
Yeah, at least.
Yeah.
At least. But probably better than the mildew.
Exactly. That's my theory.
Yep. Doctor, doctor, give me the news. Sickness update.
Status quo from last week. Mm. If you want to know how my week's been,
yes,
go back to the episode where I said I was a rat in a cage because I haven't left my house since last Wednesday.
Okay.
Son, still got the conjunctivitis.
Still.
I've now paid for 5 days of his first 5 days of daycare. Mm. I'm $500 out of pocket. He hasn't been once.
Wow.
So
wait, what? You still got to pay even if they don't?
Still got to pay.
This is a fucking racket, what happens with the daycare centres.
Got to pay.
I don't know if it's the same for our American brothers and sisters, but the costs and the everything that goes along with daycare in this country, it is fucking insane. It is insane. And there's probably a whole, I know you've titled it too much political content. Let me go right off, Greeno. Let me go off on a rant straight away.
Yeah.
There's probably a whole bunch of reasons why daycare is so fucking expensive here. But one of them is the ridiculous amount of regulations that the governments keep putting on these operations. Like you have to have, you can only have, what is it, 6 kids per person. You have to provide this. You have to have rails. You have to have this. You have to have this. You have to have this. Only people can only work a certain amount of time, right?
Yeah.
So all of those things just add to the cost.
See, I don't mind that because that, you know, make sure my kid doesn't get killed.
You're happy with that, right? But then it gets so expensive that then governments then, after making the whole thing more expensive, and, you know, the kids aren't going to get killed. It's not like kids were getting killed 20 years ago in daycare centres, you know what I mean?
I'd rather there not be 40 kids roaming around one person supervising.
But they're creating more problems. Like they're saying that there's problems when there are no problems. And then when the prices go up, they can then sell to people, oh, we're going to give you like heaps of money back in the rebate for the childcare. Like we'll pay for half of your childcare. It's like you're the one that's making it expensive in the first place.
Quality sleight of hand.
Fucking cunts.
So that's Doctor update. So it's nice to be out of the house.
But then you sign this contract.
No.
It's like a mafia. You sign this contract. You've got no product. You have no value out of this arrangement at all.
Oh, yeah.
And you're still having to pay.
Still got to pay.
Well, but the kid isn't there.
I know.
So what am I spending? Like, am I reserving a place?
Pretty much. I had this exact argument with the wife no less than an hour and a half ago. Because apparently what we had to do, just fuck it, let's throw in another story.
Another story.
It's very serious, man. We haven't done any funny shit yet. So what happened? She came home, she's like,
serious can be funny if you're appropriately angry.
What's going to happen is because he hasn't been, we've been recording him absent, he's technically not enrolled yet. I'm like, well, and they're like, so what does that mean? So she's like, they've got to go.
Don't pay.
They've got to log him in and log him out so then the rebate kicks in. I'm like, man, let's back it up. If he's technically not enrolled, why the fuck am I paying? And she's like, oh, I don't know. I didn't ask that question. I'm like, that's the first question you should have asked.
Exactly. what am I paying for? So he's not even enrolled.
So, we can't get the rebate because he hasn't been yet, but I still got to pay.
Yeah.
Because he hasn't been. What? Hang on.
So you're getting double fucked here.
No, I get the rebate now. So they're fixing up the rebate, so I need to pay half that, but the rebate hasn't kicked in yet.
Oh, mate.
That's right.
I like stories about piñatas.
Trust the government to take the act of somebody watching a child and turn it into a fucking clusterfuck.
How hard is it?
If they're not like, how hard is it?
You should get 5, you should get 10 sick days a week. A week. That'd be handy. Free daycare. Yeah. 10 sick days a year, you'd use them up quick.
Yes.
Zach hasn't even been yet. He's already used up his 10 days of the year.
Wow.
That would come in handy. Mm. Stefan's poll.
Stefan Sears. Mr. Sears.
Mr. Sears. Now, no Granny Sears this week. Now, obviously, the person, he let us know in the Periscope a week late.
Oh, did he?
The person that he was going to hire wasn't there to do the poll. They were there simply to remind him.
Ah, well, to do well that's poll. Acceptable.
No, fuck
but
no.
That's, but
there's something, there's this thing on a phone, right?
That cost has to come out of his salary.
Yeah, that's got to come out of his pocket.
That's a subcontractor.
There's a thing on your mobile, Stefan. It's called a reminder. It's free, doesn't involve any hiring, there's no HR involved.
Yeah, we don't have to do anything legal.
Doesn't do anything illegal. It doesn't come out of TAV show's pocket. That'll keep James happy in the pistachios.
Yes, and the long barbecue tongs.
And lovely massages.
Yep.
So that seems to be the case.
But okay.
On the plus side, you remember to do the poll.
Okay, good. Great.
Now, in some good news, record numbers for the poll this week.
Is that right?
18.
18. 18. Big one. 8.
That's stepping up.
But every week it increases.
By one or two, yep.
By one or two. That's fine.
So by year 2034.
Yeah, we'll have about 25.
We'll almost have 100. Yeah. Official poll for Starting Block episode, insert your title here. Mm. The question was, where exactly would you insert your title?
Okay.
All right. Okay. So the first question was, the first answer was up north, shut up gal, 17%.
Okay.
Midwest, we on a boat, 33%. And dirty, humid south, 50%.
Dirty, humid south, 50%. So humid south wins.
So I think it's a butt sex thing.
Ah, is it?
I think they've taken the insert title here.
Yes.
And thought about where...
And he's cleverly...
Cleverly just worked in a euphemism.
Yeah, for a penis.
Sticking it up the butt.
Yeah. That's, very subtle work there.
It's da butt.
Yeah.
Da butt. I also like tense. Da butt. If anyone... That's a dumb movie.
Anyway, doing it doggy style.
The ladies' man.
Ladies' man.
It's absolutely panned on Rotten Tomatoes. Everyone hates it. It's
fucking brilliant.
One of
movie.
The worst Saturday Night Live movies. For me, it's the best.
By far.
I just love that movie.
Yep.
It says here under hobbies, dab it. Oh, no.
That's the butt.
The butt.
The butt.
I also like tennis.
Now, chlamydia is a soup.
It's a soup.
I've seen it on the supermarket shelves. You know what you should do? You should hang out at the bowling alley or the bus station with no underpants. You'd be surprised how many men will approach you. I know I would.
I hope that helped you answer your question. No, you didn't. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling. You got the ladies, man.
Ladies, man.
Great movie.
Does that big soliloquy talking about romance. Like, and yeah. Do it in the
Whip
butt.
Whip out everything you got. Do it in the butt by Leon Phelps.
I think we should pause the show.
Yeah.
Go watch The Ladies' Man, come back.
Let's just stop whatever we're doing and just watch The Ladies'
watch
Man.
Watch The Ladies' instead. Man. Yeah. Periscope week late. Let's get on to that.
Okay, let's do it.
Because somehow we've been going 15 minutes. We haven't started the show yet.
Jesus. Jesus.
At Stephen Steers. We were talking about he. Oh, yeah, we've already done that. Moving on. Skipping that. Skipping that's back. At Wordsmither, at Wordsmarter, Wordsmarter, take your pick. Apparently, because we're talking about the porridge and the
but my
bears.
Porridge is too hot. Yep. Mine is too cold.
Yep. Greeno's obviously had never had proper porridge. Fun fact, never eaten porridge in my life.
Never eaten porridge in your life?
No, man, I don't eat foods that look like they've already been chewed previously.
Yes, pre-masticated.
Yeah, I refuse to eat anything that has that particular texture. That's why I can't eat pumpkin soup.
Do you want to go a double stat, man?
Oh, yeah. I'm a scat man.
Tasted porridge, never eaten it. Like, never sat down for a bowl of porridge.
Had a bit of a nibble and gone, nah.
When
not
I was a kid.
Yeah.
Like, here, try this. Not for me.
Move on.
Yeah.
Too hot.
It's got the consistency of, you know, hot snot mixed with semen.
Yeah, it's
I'm not interested in it. It's probably a big hit in the robot brothels that we'll talk about later on.
BE's very impressive.
Get my mojo back.
At Wordsmiter as well said, did you see San Francisco Poo Map?
Yes. Did you hear about the poo
map? Old enough to remember when they elected a guy there to get rid of the dog poo.
There you go. Greeno, now here's another little, do you want to do a little story time?
Oh, yeah.
I like stories about pinatas.
I'm going to do a story on your behalf. So you went to the United States of America a few years ago.
Back in 2012.
2012. Great time. Great time to be alive.
Mm.
So you, when you came back, you informed me that your absolute favorite place out of all the places you went to was indeed sunny San Francisco.
It was. Do you remember why I like San Francisco the most?
I don't think it had anything to do with hypodermic needles and homeless men shitting in the street.
No, I was in the rich area.
The rich the rich white area.
The rich white area. When we did that, I think.
Hey, the rich white areas are generally nice.
They're quite nice. Yeah. Right by the water. Yeah. when we went on the bus, the tour bus thing,
the for some reason, for about a 25-minute span, there was like a hop-on, hop-off bus.
Oh, yeah.
There was no drop-off for about 25 minutes. Like, what happened?
Where are they taking me?
Then we're looking, and we're like, I see why they're not stopping here.
Ah, like, oh, it was in the ghetto.
It was in the areas that weren't exactly the safest.
Okay, well, now they have... you know, they have a problem with human waste product in San Francisco.
Human waste product?
Yeah, a lot of people are apparently shitting in the streets. So much so that the city actually funded this company to make an app.
Mm-hmm.
Right? This is how they deal with problems in, you know, because all the tech companies are around there.
Yeah, it's, what's it called? I can't remember the name of the...
Is it Tech Valley or is that the other one?
Ah, something else. Silicon Valley is the phrase Silicon I'm looking Valley. For. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Silicon Valley. So... they funded a tech company to come up with an app that will tell you where all of the dirtiest streets are in San Francisco so you can avoid them.
How do they detect the human feces?
And somebody must be going around and instead of picking it up, like just putting it down in the app.
Do you reckon drones are involved?
There could be drones involved. But
once again, couldn't you get a drone just to clean it?
Just to clean it up.
That's my theory.
What about one of those big... you know, the big firefighting helicopters that just dump like fucking hundreds of gallons of water.
Yeah, but then you're spreading the feces.
Yeah, but you just wash it down the drains.
No, that's expanding the problem. You've got a concentrated form of human feces that you're now going to whack a big pile of water on top of and spread it over a larger proportion.
What if instead the helicopters dropped vinegar? Would that make it better?
Now we're fucking talking.
Now we're talking. See, we fixed it.
Fix it. You know nothing about human feces. I know nothing about
helicopters
or drones. Fixed it.
Done.
Now what have we got next?
I don't know. Nothing's going to top human fucking feces talk. And
we're talking delis.
By the way, Big Jesus endorses this show. Just so you know. Still all right with me.
When I was talking about delis, Lynn Brooks questioned me as an expert. Like, yes. We know the expert. I'm like, fuck yeah. I think I can prove that.
Yeah.
Talking about the consistency of the meat.
Yeah.
I realized to our American listeners, so we're trying to compare what it's like. It's known as cold cuts.
Cold cuts. Ah,
not
see.
Processed meat.
Right.
There it is. I'm like, what's that noise? Jesus, he's talking to me. At B Earth Reporter said, he was asking also when I worked in the deli, did it piss me off when people like to ask for a handful of ham instead of grams or dollars worth?
Yeah, how big is the hand? Which hand are we talking about?
That's the beauty, BE. They ask for a handful, they're getting a fucking fist worth. I'm getting $98 worth of meat in my one hand.
So you're using like Shaquille O'Neal as a reference point.
100%, man. Small guy, my hand's quite large.
Yeah, yeah.
So able to get a good fistful there.
Excellent.
There we go. That's Periscope a week late. Good to have that.
Periscope a week late.
We haven't even got to Greeno story time. We'll quickly before we get to the ad break.
Do story time.
We're going to do Nice Gary, and then we'll come back to Greeno story time.
Okay.
This one goes out to the man who ran the London Marathon. I don't know if you saw this guy. The entire London Marathon he ran wearing a Big Ben costume.
It gets better.
It does get better. Okay. So he finished a time of 3 hours, 54 minutes.
Well done, sir. That's fantastic.
Which is amazing considering he was wearing a Big Ben costume.
Yeah.
Until he got to the end and his costume was so high.
Couldn't fit under.
He got trapped at the finish line. Nice, Gary!
Nice, Gary.
Friend and foe alike, join me, Varun Prasad, every week on the Common Discourse Weekly Roundup podcast. You can follow the show on @TCDTweet on Twitter and Periscope. Subscribe to the show on YouTube, StreamMe, iTunes, or your preferred podcast platform. If you like what you hear, or you would like to express your raging discontent, please consider leaving us a review. The Common Discourse, independent political opinion, thought, and analysis for the people, by the people.
Now with less than 3% sport content. It's The Starting Block on TAVShow.com.
And welcome back to The Block, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Remember, if you want to get in touch with us, you can do so via the little blue bird, Greeno, at The Starting Block. One word, drop a K at the end. Follow me on Twitter as well, at Boogie Bumper. Check us out on Periscope if you are not. And you can always check out the podcast, Greeno, on iTunes, Podbean. And besides all of those... as always, Greeno, thanks to the likes of Don Camaro, we are now live and exclusive on TAVshow.com.
Election Watch, I just realized once again, we should have done this off during the ad break.
Pre-show.
Have we got a new sponsor, Aniki Burger?
No, I don't.
Soundbited at this point?
No, we don't, no.
No.
Sorry, there's actually been a dispute. I see the owner and CEO of TAVshow.com, ladies and gentlemen, James Ayer, is in the chat. There's been a bit of a dispute. Not a big fan of Aniki Burger.
He doesn't like Aniki Burger.
He doesn't know if he wants the company associated with Aniki and screaming and punk rock music.
Well, the thing is, James, now you...
Let me tell you a little bit about corporate advertising.
Yeah, here's what happens, right?
Let me explain something to you.
When a company contacts us and says, look, I got a fucking fat check for you.
I got a big fat fucking check.
For your election watch segment, 4 weeks, here's a big fat fucking check.
Yep.
We're taking it.
Yeah.
So
that's the way he's going to roll, babe.
Aniki Burger.
Aniki Burger.
We'll stay.
We need to do an update, Greeno. Here for the audience is, this is the guy trying
some
to...
Marley Heroic.
Here you go.
To provide a whip...
Bang, there he goes. Can't get under the sign. Look.
About our own.
He can't finish.
And by the time we got to the start line, we'd raised an astonishing £9,000.
£9,000.
Some people even sponsored us to go across the starting line. And we set off into the distance with no idea what we're doing at all. And Ricky, my friend, got home in 5 hours and it took me 6.5 hours.
And all but that, you bought the wheels.
There you go. And there he is while he's running in the Big Ben outfit.
Yep.
But apparently, Greeno, tragedy. Tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
A search is underway for a Big Ben costume worn during the London Marathon after it disappeared during a trip to the pub.
Who would have thought?
Somebody at the pub knocked off the Big Ben. Look at him. Look at him walking out with the Big Ben outfit.
Oh, so there's actual video footage.
Actual video footage of the theft.
They're not exactly, you know.
There you go. So what did he do? Like, did he go down the pub and, like, mate, you can't bring that in here.
Yeah.
Like, did he just chain it up out the front?
Just out the front.
Just leave it out the front like a monument? Yeah. A little bitty Big Ben out the front of the pub?
Put it up in the corner.
What a tragedy. Lucas is now searching for his creation after it went missing as he enjoyed a celebratory beverage at Old Shades Pub near Trafalgar Square. So it must have been like directly after the race.
Straight after. Someone's seen it.
No, someone's knocked it off.
I'll take that.
Cool, blimey.
Oh, blimey. Take the clock home.
Hey, lads, it's that Big Ben costume. Look at this. I'm going to nick it.
I'm going to take it.
It's going to look fucking wonderful in my lounge.
Yep.
It is. Beautiful.
I can sympathise with those guys because if you remember when we were 18 years old, nights after pub trips.
Oh, anything. Everything was up for grabs.
You'd end up with such random shit in your bedroom. Like, why have I got a parking cone?
And we had, exactly, because you had that one friend who would strip down naked and wear the witch's hat on the parking cone on his head.
On the head. And okay, we'll steal that. We'll steal that.
It's like, what are you doing?
48 schooner glasses from all the local establishments.
You remembered the parking cone, but you forgot your pants.
Yeah, exactly.
Interesting.
Time for some story time. Actually,
story time.
I saw that BE is a bit happier with the time slot because it's not a tumour. Big fan of MasterChef.
Big MasterChef household.
So she's watching MasterChef. He's obviously watching this. Now,
good.
Myself, I'm actually pissed that I'm not able to watch MasterChef.
Really?
I'm going to duck on out.
Duck on out, watch MasterChef.
In between.
Before or after you watch The Ladies' Man?
Simultaneous.
Ladies' Man.
You and me and her. Something. That's enough.
Oh, yeah. That's a throwback to
that
the
is
past.
A very throwback. All right, now we can get to Greeno's story.
Stories about piñatas.
So I take the little one, obviously, to the doctors, because that's where I live at the moment, and get sick and tired of putting him in and out of the pram, the stroller, whatever it may be.
Sure.
So occasionally I mix it up. I got the holder.
Potato sack.
It straps him to the chest.
Yes.
And it involves a lot less effort. Just walk around as usual. Don't have to move around people.
Why don't you strap him to your back instead? I think that's more masculine.
Nah,
the chest is more feminine.
I can deal with it.
Yeah.
And I thought, all good. So we're in, we're out. And I'm like, what the hell's going on here? Something's not smelling right.
So, I mean, maybe.
Something good here. So look, I'm like, he's vomited somewhere. So I'm looking and I'm like, so I've taken him out.
On the mildew.
Cleaned him up. He's all good. And I'm like, it's on my shirt. So I can still smell it. He's not on me. What the hell's going on? Check my shirt. Took the shirt off. It's obviously see-through to the singlet or something. I don't know.
It's just all an excuse to take the shirt off in public, I think.
Exactly. Yeah. Give myself a bit of a rub. Got the lotion back out.
The lotion.
Back over there just to cover all areas.
Don't mind me, ladies. I'm just taking my shirt off because I smell something funny.
It was a couple of hours later that I realized. I'm like, I'm still smelling this. Fucker. I've changed clothes. What is going on?
What is happening here?
Realized he vomited into his hand. And put it through the beard.
Ah, yeah. Yep.
So So all day.
Fucking disgusting peasant with your filthy homeless hobo beard.
The hobo beard. Yeah. Smell like vomit. So it fit into the genre.
I did a story a couple of weeks ago. I don't know if you heard about this story, Greeno.
I doubt it.
They did a scientific analysis on people with beards.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They found out that most, like, people Hobos. With beards. No, no, just normal people.
Yeah, yeah.
People with beards are less clean than dogs.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
There's more bacteria and shit in your beard.
Oh, they'd be filth.
Like, you're better off licking the asshole of a stray dog than you are kissing somebody with a beard, ladies.
Well, that's why I don't kiss anyone with a beard. Yeah.
No, this is scientific evidence. We now have, like, you know, undisputable fact, Greener, indisputable fact, that everybody with a beard is a filthy hobo.
Yeah, yeah. Sounds about right. Yep. And now, vomit in mind.
Shave that disgusting bacteria nest off your face.
Nah.
Post-haste.
It'll keep people at bay. Another thing, my world was rocked this week, man.
Was it really?
Absolutely rocked. You know how you've thought things your entire life, and it turns out it's a complete falsehood?
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with the beard.
Exactly. Yeah. I had one of those moments this week, and it rocked me to my core.
Okay.
It rocked me to my core.
Your world was collapsing in on itself.
I don't know what to believe anymore, Damo.
Really?
I don't know what to believe anymore.
Wow.
Because I found out, factually.
I know what to believe.
That Turner and Hooch was actually released after the movie K-9. Now, for the life of me.
But I thought K-9 was a ripoff of Turner and Hooch.
I always thought K-9.
Because there was a Belushi in it.
Belushi was a ripoff of Tom Hanks and the other dog. Turns out. K-9 was released 3 months before Turner and Hooch.
Wow.
So it was like when they had those Meteor movies, Deep Impact and the other one.
The one with Bruce Willis.
What one was that one? With the Aerosmith song.
Yeah, where they go to the to the Meteor and try to blow it up.
Whatever that one is, it was like that. So they
Armageddon.
Armageddon. There was two dog movies simultaneously. Buddy cop dog movies.
Buddy cop
dog. But K-9 was the original.
Yeah.
Rock my world.
But see, this is the thing. Belushi can't hold a flame to Hanks.
Oh, mate, it's not even close. Even the dog.
Yeah.
Different.
Hooch. Yeah.
Love interest in those movies as well. I think, Tom Hanks probably got the better of the two.
Who did Tom Hanks have?
He had the vet.
Yvette. The vet. Okay, and Belushi?
Probably himself.
Okay.
Just satisfied himself in a toilet cubicle.
Random Thai street hooker.
Yeah. Why not?
Satisfy yourself with a toilet cubicle. Jesus Christ. With a big pile of cocaine.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
So I'm going to close my story time.
All right.
Pinatas.
And here's something new.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to open up.
I like stories about pinatas.
BE story time.
BE's got a story, does he?
Proudly brought to us by Aniki Burger.
Okay.
Because this is an election story time.
Okay.
You're not going to play it.
We should have got BE to call in and tell us his story.
Yeah, we should have.
Yeah.
Instead, he just tweeted us.
Okay, fair enough.
Turns out that the Deputy Prime Minister was standing next to his car.
Mm.
Didn't even know who he was till he saw it on the 6 p.m. news.
There you go.
Now, he didn't know who he was, had to Google who the guy was, no idea.
Mm.
But the first thought that happened when he was looking at this guy, he's like, what's this fucking weirdo loitering around here for?
Is he still trying to steal my car? Or
he was waiting for the camera crew. Just loitering around BE's car.
Loitering.
Mm.
So he wasn't doing anything political. He wasn't meeting and greeting. He wasn't shaking hands until the cameras showed up.
Until the cameras showed up. And then.
Until the cameras get there.
Knocking on BE's window.
I'm not. Hey, don't you know who I am?
No, I'm just Googling you as we speak.
Would you like to make Australia great again?
Exactly. So that's BE's story time.
Excellent.
Stories about pinatas.
Proudly brought to us by Aniki Burger.
Still in dispute, that contract.
Well, I've signed it. So. Okay. If I don't want to mess with the Aniki Burger people.
Well, yeah, that's right.
I've already got Don Camaro up my ass.
Because they got stinky beards too.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Which brings us to Election Watch, proudly brought to us by Aniki Burger.
Okay.
It's been a big week. It's been a big week.
What's happened?
Now, first and foremost, you said there's not enough Bill Shorten content.
Yep.
So you went out
and got some Bill Shorten content.
Went out and got some Bill Shorten content.
Oh, well done. Good for you.
So he went on Nova to do the
which is
of the
like,
junket.
And Nova is like a kind of hip. It's like 25 to 40 year old FM radio, right?
Yeah, it's still a bit.
Hey, welcome to Nova FM. We're going to go to Greeno now for this traffic report. And then we come back. We got the latest hits from the 1990s all the way through to 2005.
Check out the Nova van.
Check out the Nova van.
Cold cans of Coke.
Nova van hanging out the hardware store today at 10 a.m. Get your cold cans of Coke and your tickets. You know, like it's that kind of shit.
That kind of stuff. So they said to a. To BS.
BS.
Bill Shorten.
Bill Shorten.
Too long to say. No, too long.
BS is fine. It's
BS
apt.
Is fine. I said to BS. So
hey,
BS.
Bill Shorten, come on down to Bunnings. 10 o'clock. Get yourself a hot dog and a can of Pepsi.
So they said to him, so BS, you're traveling around Australia with your missus, right? And
with
he goes, she has a name. It's Chloe.
Oh, fuck off, Phil.
Now, I think they just miscommunicated. They thought they're like, oh, if ScoMo was in the room.
Mm.
He would have like, oh, yeah, mate, Struth.
She's a top Sheila.
She's a top Sheila.
She's a top bird.
Mate, she's a...
Me and the missus, mate.
Me and the missus.
Me and the missus.
Cruising around in the Camaro.
Cruising around, getting around the digs.
Getting around the digs.
Yeah, she's a bloody top
watch,
root.
Watching the footy, yeah.
Footy.
Footy. BS had the opposite.
Bill's too good for that.
He's like, no, she's got a name.
Oh, Chloe. She's got a name.
So the
and what, has she got your testicles in her purse too, Bill? Is that the way it works, mate?
Another fun fact. No, that's more serious
the
than
misses.
Fun. Part of the election platform I saw the other day talks about Industry Super.
Yes.
Who, lo and behold, Bill Shorten's wife was appointed to the board of directors on $160,000 a year salary.
Yeah.
About 3 months ago, just before this platform was released.
Isn't that the darndest thing?
Interesting.
Isn't that funny?
Where part of the package is industry super funds will increase dramatically.
Really?
I.e. profits.
Really?
I.e. bonuses to directors.
Wow. So you can see who's running.
I actually did some proper political research.
You did. You can see who's running the show here. So he's not even allowed to call her the missus, which is... The miss, that's a, you know, it's a colloquial, you know, Australianism, right? Oh, yeah, no, me and me missus, you know, went out Friday night. Mm. Oh, she's got a name, you know, her name's Chloe, don't be sexist or something, that kind of shit.
Chloe will smack.
Yeah, and then the missus comes up with, like, now she's going to be the missus, fucker. Yep. And the missus comes up with a superannuation plan. Hey, honey, by the way, why don't you propose this? This would be a wonderful idea.
With a job.
What does it say here? We should increase superannuation by 106. Don't worry about the details, dear. Don't worry about the details. We'll be in Queensland tomorrow.
Yeah.
You can have a cocktail on the beach.
Story two, Election Watch proudly brought to you by Aniki Burger. This was from at Associated Press.
Okay.
So this is the high level equality. This isn't the actual politician's issue. This is more the coverage of the election. Scott Morrison come close to swallowing a fly during a press conference in Darwin. No shit. That was a fucking story.
No way.
Scott Morrison. The Prime Minister comes close to swallowing a fly during a press conference in Darwin.
Breaking news, Greener.
Yeah. Next on the Election Watch, proudly brought to you by Aniki Burger, videos emerged of Greens candidate Jim Casey smashing a piñata.
Piñata.
Of Prime Minister Scott Morrison's face.
Like stories about piñatas.
What is it with the Greens? Nice touch. What is it with the Greens, Greener?
I don't even know what the Greens are.
Well,
who are the Greens linked to?
Well, the Greens are like... They're even further left than, you know, the absolute most rabid lefties in the Labor Party.
Is that kind of out there ideas?
Very out there ideas.
Yeah.
Like the kinds of things like complete open border immigration, like no border checks or anything like that.
That'll work.
Complete demilitarization. So like we should like disband the army basically.
Oh, we've got an open border. We don't need it.
Exactly right. Yeah, because people could just invade. What do we need an army for, right?
You're welcome.
We're just changing the law. Now invasion is legal.
Yeah.
You know, all that kind of shit. 100% renewable energy. Even though there is absolutely no way, like even objectively, that can physically happen, stuff like that. So,
how do you put that on an expense report, though? That was my question.
Well, they're not very good at expense reports on the far left.
One piñata, $94,000.
But see, these are the types of people that worry about things like cultural appropriation, right?
Yeah.
So you can't, if you're a white guy, you can't listen to rap music because that's for black people. You can't have dreadlocks because you're culturally appropriating the hairstyle of another culture. Now, this guy gets out there, this fucking idiot gets out there, a piñata. Sorry, bro, what are you, Mexican now?
Yeah.
You can't be doing that shit.
But they welcome the Mexicans.
You fucking racist.
You're fine.
Yeah.
Mexicans are welcome.
He should be tarred and feathered.
What do we have here? Michael McCormick. He didn't have a good week. He was standing in the background of I couldn't work out whether it was ScoMo's or his press conference. I think a bit of both. And basically, they were talking about paying workers. Someone asked a question about, do you believe like all workers should be paid, blah, blah, blah. He's like, you've got to pay the workers. Every worker gets paid. What a silly question that is. That was his exact phrase.
Really?
Then a second later, he realized that they were talking about Clive Palmer.
Yes.
And he quickly changed his tune.
I bet he fucking did.
Well done. That was
Are you seeing and hearing Clive Palmer everywhere lately?
Wait a sec. Clive's next. Clive Palmer.
Big Clive.
Clive Palmer's made a rambling appearance on Breakfast TV touting his extraordinary wealth, declaring he doesn't give a stuff what people think. Now, that's kind of the premise
kind of
voting.
Missing the point of politics there, aren't you, Clive?
That's how it works.
You will elect me even though you hate me.
Yeah.
I'll tell you who to vote for.
He decided here's a good policy platform. Yeah. Let's brag about my wealth.
Braggadocio.
My wealth, this is his exact phrase, my wealth is 4,000 million. Does he not know the phrase billion? Do you think I give a stuff about you, what you personally think or anyone else thinks?
Nice.
Yeah, well done.
Well, good on him. See, because he's trying to be Trump. He's trying to be the Australian Trump, but you can't be Trump. There can only be one Trump because Trump pulls it off. Yeah. But Clive, he doesn't have the same likability.
No, considering
he doesn't have the same charisma.
Rips off his workers, makes the government pay for the people that may have done it. Showed up to, when they asked him for the money back, showed up to court in a gas mask saying, and a wheelchair. Let's fucking vote for that guy.
Wait, he did the Christopher Skase.
He did the Christopher Skase. Too funny. And to wrap up.
I can't answer any questions about my financial commitments.
To wrap it up, breaking news yesterday, Steve Dixon resigns in wake of a Current Affairs striptease tapes. Now,
that's right.
He's a One Nation politician.
Now, he is.
He was caught through the Al Jazeera footage in a strip club, tweaking some nips.
Mm-hmm. Why can't he do that? He's a grown man.
Making some disparity comment. Well, because it was a taxpayer-funded trip.
But what? Surely he wasn't paying like taxpayer IOUs. He surely wasn't stuffing them into G-strings.
I think it was more the look. He was blind drunk. He was making some pretty inappropriate comments, things like that. Now, the
inappropriate. What? Tell me what an inappropriate comment is in a fucking strip club, Greeno.
That's a good point. Now,
did you hear what he said about women? And I'm like, what? You mean the women who are shaking their tits in his face for money?
Disgraceful.
Like, how could you say such disparaging things?
So
get the fuck out of here.
He resigned. He made
go hit your pinata.
He made his standard apology speech, saying, I wasn't aware. I was that drunk. I can't remember doing half
I
that
was.
Stuff.
I didn't even know I was doing it.
Your Honor. Now, the irony of this is the only reason this tape came out is because in the wake of the previous footage that was released, One Nation and Steve Dixon, so Pauline Hanson and Steve Dixon, said, we want all the tapes released, the unedited footage.
Uh-oh.
Because we feel like you guys have dubbed it to make it look bad. And that's what came out of it.
Look much worse.
Exactly.
Brought to you by...
Yeah, Brady brought here by Anarchy Burger. Let's wrap up this segment. Earth Report time, Damo.
Mm-hmm.
You got the Earth Report up, ready to roll?
I do, ready to roll.
How many days till B's in the studio? We got that one up yet? Or
Yes, we do. Here we go. There it is.
231 days, yo.
231 days, yo.
All right.
Earth. Wind. Water. Heart. Go.
All right. Let's see what's on the report this week, Greeno. I am Captain Planet. Japanese sex robots, Greeno. We're off to a flyer. Since reporting on the starting block about the first sex robot brothel, Greeno, the concept has rapidly expanded to Russia, Spain, Italia, and now in Japan. Lumi Dolls boss Sergi Prieto, and here's a fun fact for you. We actually did, we reviewed a documentary about this guy on the Daily Boogie Free-for-All maybe 6 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
About one of his robot brothels in Europe, and this Pietro guy, Lumi Dolls, we went through it. He took us inside the walls, Greeno, of this operation. Did you know that there's actually real life human being prostitutes?
Yeah,
in the same establishment with the robot prostitutes. Now
you got your choice.
Now I'm somebody who cares about people's feelings. I'm a very empathetic guy, Greeno.
Yeah.
I fear for the well-being of the prostitute who has found herself, you know, at this ebb in life.
Yeah.
Where you think it can't get much lower. I am now taking copious amounts of angry loads to the face in order to pay my bills and pay for my rent. Jesus, is still all right with me. I didn't think my life would turn out this way.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I thought I was going to be a Hollywood star, and here I am in this dingy brothel, you know, being ravaged by obese businessmen for money. And so just when you thought your life couldn't get much worse, across the hallway, some competition moves in, and it's not even human.
Yeah.
And so men are now choosing the robot over you.
Mm.
Like, I don't know what you do at that point.
Yeah.
So I really fear for those ladies. We need to get some special teams in there, some counsellors in there immediately.
Do you reckon we need to think about a fixer for next week?
We'll think about a fixer, yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Punters can request to have dolls in basic lingerie, Greeno, schoolgirl outfits, fitness gear, or the executive woman.
Like,
what would you go for? What would you be your preferred?
I'd get dressed up as BS's wife.
The missus. A 3-hour session will set you back, Greeno, about US$325 clams, and a 1-hour session for $1.15.
You really need 3 hours with the robot.
3 hours. What would you do in that time? I'd start taking it apart. Try to put it back together again.
Bits and pieces.
Like, this is some fucking erotic Lego. You know what I mean? Pass the collection.
It becomes a snuff.
They open the door like they, okay, you're so almost out of time. And they open the door and you've got like cogs in each hand.
It wasn't me.
Yeah, you know, a vagina in 5 pieces.
Like, she was like that when I got here.
Yeah. Don't call the police, please.
What's it smell like vinegar in here?
I've been set up. Pass the collection tin to the left-hand side. A church that allows its members to smoke cannabis during services, Greeno.
It's a natural product. Jesus will want us to smoke weed.
Yeah, it brings me like, oh, like closer to God and shit like that. And he said unto them, pass the spliff, motherfucker. Jesus is still all right with me. Is enjoying a sudden rush of popularity, Greeno, with 6,000 people joining in the first month.
Does the weed come with the
Imagine
church?
If they hand out weed in the pews.
If they hand out spliffs as you're walking in, I'd expect more than $6,000 coming through.
I can picture, like, when the collection plate gets passed around, someone stubbing out their joint in there. Oh, thanks, bro. The Lion of Judah House Church of Rastafari, Greeno, in Madison, Wisconsin, opened a month ago.
Yeah, man.
Church leaders Jesse Schwark and Dylan Bangett say that while cannabis is illegal in Wisconsin, members are allowed to smoke during services under the U.S. Freedom Restoration Act. Freedom, baby!
Freedom.
Woo! Freedom to break the law inside a church. Actually, that's probably not a good thing.
No.
No, considering the recent news.
A lot of issues have happened when that happened.
A lot of issues, yeah. We all use... Still all right with me. We all use cannabis to meditate, and also for the religious purpose of uplifting our mind and our body and our spirit, Greeno. Mm. Schwark says he hopes the new members are sincere in their faith. I'm sure they are.
Definitely.
I'm sure they are. I'm sure they're not just your average riffraff who's just using your temple as a place to legally smoke weed.
Yeah.
Exactly. Schwark says he said, we just want people to be sincere in that aspect of the religion.
Everything else.
420, motherfucker.
Everything else they can fuck around with. Yeah. But that aspect.
Got to keep it real.
Better be sincere.
Got to keep it real. Don't lie to Jesus. Yeah. He knows when you're lying. And his eyes are really bloodshot. Garlic Gash, whilst I was sitting in the physio waiting room on Monday flicking through the Garden Jerk by Don Burke magazine, Greeno, he's getting really creative.
He's putting effort into these jokes. More effort than we put into the rest of the show.
The entire rest of the show. I read that doctors have had to go public to issue a warning to women about the dangers of inserting garlic cloves into their vagina.
Mm. Mm. It's an infection thing, isn't it?
Well, it might be an infection thing, but at least you're not going to attract any vampires.
Good point.
Yeah, and that's really what you want.
Hello, everybody. This is Chris McDonald. I want to take this opportunity to invite you to listen to our Mac Files broadcast every Monday through Friday night from 9:30 to 10:30. Right here on Periscope, YouTube, and Facebook Live. We always have a wide variety of guests that talk about faith, Make America Great Again, The Nation, President Trump. We deal with a lot of law enforcement issues, a lot of immigration issues, and issues that are very relevant to the time that we live in. Friday nights, 11:30, the one and only James R. joins us for Pirate Radio, one of the liveliest shows late night that you'll ever have. And then Sunday nights, we have Pastor Ronnie Mitchum join us at 8:30 p.m. for our Sunday night faith chat. And be there. We're looking for you. Join us each week.
Welcome to The Starting Block. Follow on Twitter at The Starting Block. Drop the K at the end. Find the podcast on iTunes or on tavshow.com.
Here, back on the block, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Sport time, Damo.
Sport time.
For a bit of sport now. F1 was on the weekend.
Was it?
I didn't watch it. You didn't watch it.
Nobody watched it.
You haven't looked at the results?
I haven't.
Tell me who the top three were.
Where was it?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Lewis Hamilton, yep. Sebastian Vettel,
yep.
And Valtteri Bottas.
Hey, there you go. There got anyone.
In that order?
No. So it was Bottas, Hamilton, Vettel.
There you go.
Predictable F1. Now, the only reason it's in the rundown was...
I used to fucking love F1, man.
I saw someone tweeted on Monday morning
going... I used to love it.
Going, oh, my interest is waning. I know it's an unpopular opinion, but my interest is waning. I'm like, no, it's not unpopular,
no,
dude.
You said 100% spot on.
For 5 years, yeah. We've been watching the same 1, 2, 3. Yep. Like, it's painful.
Do you think
to get up and watch... I used to stay up every Sunday night. Didn't matter. I've got 2 hours sleep for work.
Yeah.
We'd stay, you'd watch the race because you wanted to be involved.
But, yep.
Yeah, not the last 5 years.
No, it's terrible.
Killing sport. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to give a tip of the hat.
Tip of the hat.
To one Dan Ricciardo.
Okay.
Because at least he made the race one bit interesting.
Okay.
Did he
do a Takumi Sato?
Sort of. He managed to reverse into another car.
How do you even find reverse in those cars?
Exactly. So he went off one of the off tracks and wasn't paying attention, reversed back onto the track, didn't realise that the other car that went off with him was right behind him, reversed into him.
Ladies and gentlemen, it appears like Dan Ricciardo has been replaced by an octogenarian reversing out of a driveway.
Who put that there? So there's that. Now, you obviously would have seen this story, Damo.
Mm-hmm.
The closer, James Faulkner.
Oh, yes.
Was closing in on Mardi Gras for a little bit by the looks of it. Now, he denied. He was in a same-sex relationship. So what happened? Is he...
That's okay, James. Jimmy, it's fine. It's 2019, bro.
So what happened? He
get your freak on.
He put an Instagram post out saying, you know, hanging out, having my birthday dinner with my mom and my boyfriend.
Yeah.
Been together 5 years.
Oh, no. Now, so he accidentally came out.
So... But what happened is then he started getting messages from other cricketers going, this is a real brave statement from you, blah, blah, blah.
Really he's blah, like, blah. What? I'm just having dinner.
Yeah. And then so then he went back and edited the Instagram post to say in brackets, you know, my best mate. So he was using boyfriend in the same way they go, oh, that's my girlfriend.
Like, yeah.
Things like that. So,
oh, come on.
So what happened then?
Nobody ever says that, though.
No, no one does.
No.
So what happened then is instead of fact-checking... Fox Sports and a number of other
Faulkner
publications started posting going, first ever gay cricketer.
Oh, because they couldn't wait to jump. They had to come out straight away and go, yay!
One of the ABC journalists posted yesterday. So there was all this outrage going, because then he had to come out and go, no, I'm not gay. Like, when I said being
What together, are you, a bigot?
Yeah, when he goes, when I said being together 5 years, we've been roommates for 5 years, like
oh,
we're flatmates.
No.
It was like it was a joke that's kind of got misinterpreted.
Yeah.
So then everyone had to backpedal.
You can't joke anymore.
But then it was outrage because they're like, well, he's making a mockery of homosexuals.
Exactly. It's like, no, you're the ones that didn't fact check.
So,
you're the ones who like fell over themselves to make it a big story because you wanted to celebrate gayness or something.
So they
it's not his fault.
They wanted to be. They wanted to be the first to say, "Hey, we've got a gay cricketer."
Yeah.
And
then they're attacking him for making a mockery of gay relationships. No, you did.
They got two stories out of it. They're cheering. clickbait. It was the number one trending topic on Twitter.
Really?
In Australia.
That's fantastic.
One ABC journo though.
What a tremendous troll.
Posted at the end of the day going, yeah, I saw that thing. I called his manager and they're like, no, that's just his roommate.
Yeah.
So she's like, that's why we didn't do the story. We actually picked up the phone and we clarified it in 2 minutes.
Yeah, you know that shit that journalists used to do?
Yeah.
Instead of just checking Twitter and going, oh, look, we found a gay cricketer. Type that shit up.
Yeah.
Get that shit to print right now.
Stat!
Should I check it? We don't have time.
It's hard to print.
We've got to get it out there now, right now.
Great news, Damo.
What do you got?
Great news.
Scatman.
Big tip of the hat. Fuck it. I'm putting a get down buffer A.
Get down buffer.
To one Paul Gallen.
Paul Gallen.
Because he's now NRL's biggest loser.
Yes!
On the weekend, the Sharkies got destroyed by the Broncos.
Yep.
He now ties the record for most losses in the NRL with 166.
Most losses for any player in the history of the game.
Now, that's NRL games.
Yep.
That doesn't even include the other shit.
Really?
Be honored to give a quick, nice Gary tip of the hat to a Rugby League Project, which is a small guy who set up this website himself.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to get funding for it. He does all the Rugby League stats. It gave me all these details in 2 seconds.
Did he really?
He's put together a massive back catalogue of data. It's fantastic.
Oh, thanks. And what's his website? Can we give him a shout out?
Yeah, Rugby League Project. .net.
Rugby league.org.
My apologies.
And they're on Twitter?
On Twitter, look at @AndrewRLP.
RLP.
Check him out there.
Great work, sir. Thank you. Thank you so much.
He's done a great job. He has all of, in the website, he has all these rep losses as well. 17. 17 rep losses to go with that. He has a 37% winning percentage at Origin. And 2 international losses to go with it. So, Gal.
Well done, sir.
Bravo.
Well done.
May the losses continue.
Forevermore into the future. This is his last season, isn't it?
It is.
You've broken the record now. Yeah. What else is there left for you to do in a game?
Just to go off in a blaze of glory.
NRL court dates?
Well, we got 2 court dates. Breaking court dates today. Tyrone May, he was meant to face court today.
Mm.
The judge had to recuse himself because it turns out he had a conflict of interest.
Oh, that was?
Not sure. They don't say what it is.
Ah.
But this is the guy who he secretly filmed himself in a sex act with a woman. She didn't know she was being filmed.
Yes, and his friend was masturbating in the room as well.
That's
right?
A different one.
That's a different guy.
Yeah, that's a different guy. They knew they were being filmed. This is the one where the chick didn't know.
Okay.
Now, but then the video got shared without anyone's consent either. Maybe the judge had seen the video.
Maybe the judge has downloaded the little clip, Greeno.
Maybe, who knows? But conflict of interest, so that's been pushed back.
Okay.
But also, Michael Cham has been ruled out of Saturday's Round 7 clash against Gold Coast after pleading guilty to common assault.
Common assault.
He was charged with occasioning bodily harm.
What is common assault? There's nothing special about
nothing
this.
Nothing special about it. It's just stock standard.
He just went up, punched the guy in the face.
Yep.
Nothing to see here.
Nothing to see
just
here.
Just common assault. Happens every day.
He was involved in an incident with a rideshare driver back in December.
What is it with the fucking Uber drivers? If they're not raping women, they're getting punched in the face. Like, it's not a good deal for the Uber guys, is it?
No, not looking too good.
No.
What have we got here? Talk about not a good look.
Mm.
That's the exact words across here. Cerebral.
Cerebral.
Not a good look for the cup. So the MLB, they got a pretty strict domestic violence policy.
Okay.
Compared to other sports.
NFL.
Yeah, compared to NFL, compared to rugby league.
Yeah.
So they,
if you beat your wife, you're not playing.
So basically, they suspended Addison Russell, who plays for the Cubs, for 40 matches.
Okay, 40.
Which in the end,
it's not a lot.
People are saying
25% of the season.
25% of the season, but once again, more than the NFL.
With pay though.
Without pay.
Without pay.
Without pay, I believe. So basically, he's just about to come back from his suspension, and suddenly all these fluff pieces have been coming out.
Oh, he's a good guy.
From the reporters, he's learned his lesson. You know, he's turned his life around. Turns out the Cubs aren't handling the situation well.
Mm.
They were threatening media members, saying, don't you dare post negative articles about him.
Really?
He's come back.
Really?
They were threatening reprisal if anything was written like that, so revoking access, et cetera, et cetera.
Really?
Not a good look for the Cubs. They've then responded to this.
That's not like Chicago, where all the mobsters come from, is it?
100%. Right. So they've then...
Who's running the Cubs these days, Greeno? Al Capone?
Yeah. Well done. he was... This is also the team that willingly acquired Aroldis Chapman after he had a domestic violence suspension as well. So,
right.
You know, winning above all else. But then the backlash they got from this particular article and whatnot was they've then designated him for assignment, so they're going to release him now.
Okay, so now he doesn't get to play at all.
Now he doesn't get to play at all. Make up your mind, Chicago.
He'll end up with like an engine block tied to his ankles and thrown off a bridge somewhere.
Exactly. We're going to wrap up the show with a Macquarie Sports. What the fuck? So in the random drives, I had the Macquarie Sports radio in the background.
Macquarie Sports radio.
And I don't know if you've listened to Piggy and Mark Levy, who do the morning
show. I haven't. Piggy Riddell.
Yeah, Piggy Riddell and Mark Levy. Yeah. It's not very good.
Not very good.
It's painful. It's painful listening. Yeah. And once again, I listened to 5 minutes of it. I was like, this is
that's enough.
That's enough. Yep. Now, what tipped me off was the fact that their general knowledge when it came to 90s pop culture was well subpar.
Oh, really?
Now, they were talking about Tony Danza.
Tony Danza, who's the boss?
Exactly. You knew that.
Straight away. Who doesn't know that?
Mark Levy and Piggy Riddell.
Boo!
I spent 5 minutes talking about how he was in Full House.
Oh, what? No, Full House was your Bob Saget. Is it
your John Stamos.
Your John Stamos and the other guy that nobody remembers, Joey.
Dave Coulier.
Dave Coulier.
Alanis Morissette wrote You Ought to Know About.
Is that right?
That's the Whispers, yeah.
There you go.
There you go.
Fantastic stuff. So a big wag of the finger to Piggy Riddell and Mark Levy.
Definite wave of the finger.
Tony Danza on what was a Full House.
Full House boot up the ass. That's it. We're done.
That's it. Follow Greeno on Twitter at the starting block one where I drop the K at the end. Follow me on Twitter at Boogie Bumper. Greeno, another little plug, by the way. Yesterday opened the Daily Boogie Discord channel, the Discord server. Mm-hmm. So you don't even know what Discord
is,
do you? Discord's a chat app, basically.
Okay.
So people can go in there, post articles, have conversations with each other. And there's also like a voice chat area. So I'll be able to take calls on the show.
Like a voicemail?
No, but like a phone call.
Why do you just call it a phone call then?
Well, it's like a phone call, but it can be like a group. So you can have 50 people in this voice room if you want. So we'll be able to take calls on the Daily Boogie Show, which you can catch Monday through Thursday.
So like a conference call.
Sort of, yeah.
Why don't you call it a conference call then?
Because it's a Discord server.
But it's a call with multiple people.
Hey, how did you become the expert? 30 seconds ago, you didn't even know what the fuck it is.
Because you made it up.
I didn't make anything up. It's there.
It's a fucking conference call.
So you can catch that, if you just go to my timeline at Boogie Bumper, look for the pinned tweet at the top. There's a link there. Join the Discord server. Have a chat.
Why don't you have a link to this show?
I'm not making a Discord server for this show. It'll just be page after page after page of you with your shirt off. Nobody wants to see that.
That's what Jesus wants, man.
Jesus is still all right with me. And product placements for Anarchy Burger on every second page.
That's all I've got. Don Camaro's got the boot, by the way.
Yeah, we didn't even get to Don Camaro.
Didn't get to Don this week because his checks haven't bounced.
We'll have to play him twice next week.
Yeah, just to balance it out.
We'll just play the whole show, Don Camaro.
Yeah.
So, follow at Boogie Bumper and get involved with that. Don't forget tavshow.com, Greeno. At Real Person, PLTCS, James R. If you're interested in politics, American politics, the best 15-minute shotgun-style presenter on the interwebs. It's like politics TV dinner style.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Like a microwave meal.
Yeah, it's not a 7-course French meal with all kind of exotic sauces and shit like that. Mm. It is, you put it in the microwave, bang, 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 15 minutes, you're eating. You're satisfied. You're full.
Like a quickie robot brothel.
Yeah. Nobody does it better than James at Real Person PLTCS. And don't forget Chris Mack at Chris MC44 as well.
Anyone else we're going to plug? Have we plugged BE at least?
Plug BE from the UK. BE, the Earth Reporter. He's in the chat. Give him a wave, BE. Follow BE for, I don't know, what do you follow BE for?
At Brad_Ebony.
Random, what would you say, thoughts on Twitter.
It's, yeah.
Prophetic thoughts on Twitter.
Let's call it a slice of his life.
A slice of BE.
A slice of BE. If you want a slice of BE, check him out there on Twitter.
A slice of BE's pie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have we done enough plugs? The show's all plugs now.
Yeah. And we also have to say at Sinsoaked, otherwise he's going to threaten violence again.
Yeah, so. Probably a good idea. To,
all right, Sinsoaked, otherwise he'll hit us.
Yeah.
All right, everyone, thanks for joining us. See you next week.
See you next week.
We'll always be bosom buddies, friends, sisters, and pals. We'll always be bosom buddies. If life should reject you, there's me to protect you.
And Lynn. Lynn Brooks, everybody wants a shout out now. And Lynn, don't forget Steph and Sears as well. Everybody in the chat. Everybody in the chat now. Follow them. They're good.
Somebody will sit down and tell you the truth.
Aloha, James R. here. When I'm not in court defending the boys from the starting block against slander charges...
Alleged!
Yes, yes. Alleged. I'm hosting Trust and Verify with Boogie Bumper every Sunday night at 1 a.m. on TAVshow.com. Join us and all your favorite broadcasters there.
TAVshow.com.
You're listening to The Starting Block on TAVshow.com.